This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The European Banking Authority today will run grim scenarios to see how European banks would fare in a downturn. Critics say Europe's stress tests are too easy, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Ever since the financial crisis, European regulators have taken a one-size-fits-all approach, says economist Ken Rogoff at Harvard.
It's a very complex, diverse financial system, and trying to have a one-size-fits-all stress test is hard to do.
To solve that, regulators are essentially proposing two stress tests, one that they'd run and the other from the banks themselves. Doug Redeker at the Brookings Institution says you'd think that would let them break the rules.
In fact, I would argue they're being designed to address an existing set of practices in which they're doing a very good job of trying to break the rules.
Because the current stress tests are designed to apply to the entire continent, Redeker says banks have figured out ways to game the system.
To find ways to technically comply, but not achieve the point of the exercise in the first place.
By giving banks more control over their tests, he says regulators will get a better sense of an individual bank's strengths and weaknesses. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.